Hello, women of power and spirit, and welcome to today's meditation, where we're exploring how small shifts make big changes. Today, specifically, we're going to be holding our unique spiritual gift, one of your strongest spiritual gifts, as we explore this concept. Never underestimate the ripple effect you can create with one simple action. Your medicine gifts, your spiritual gifts, are the very ways in which the divine is communicating with you and showing you the actions to take from that clear, beautiful, loving space that makes the greatest ripple effect you can possibly make in the world. So I invite you to get your space ready. Make sure that you have a note on the door, something that lets anyone in the household know that you are meditating, and turn off any devices. Make sure that you'll be undisturbed. Have a good, comfortable place to sit. It's a good idea to sit with your feet flat on the floor, hands in an open position, or if you're sitting with your legs outstretched, at least make sure that your ankles are not crossed. And let's breathe and get ready to begin. Breathe into the space that you are. You are infinitely more space. Beautiful, silent, still space. Then you are a vibration. Then you are light or sound. And we honor this sacred womb that we are by breathing into the space. Notice the space between your breaths. That sliver of space takes you into the primordial womb. Allow yourself to remember a moment when you felt love. Any kind of love, from romantic love to kindness, humor, delight, laughter, compassion, any form of love for someone, felt from someone or both, or a pet or an animal. It can even be fond and tender feelings for a plant, a flower, the water. These precious moments are flavors of love. And allow yourself to be drawn to one moment of love in your life. Allow yourself to immerse in this moment of love and feel it right now. Notice how the love and the space become one. Allow that awareness of loving space to anchor in your energetic womb space. Allow your imagination to bring you whatever you need to feel safe in this space. In this space, you are loved exactly as you are, in the wholeness of who you are. There is nothing you can do to earn love, nor is there anything you can do to push it away. It exists as you exist. Allow yourself to experience that love and invite yourself, invite your mind to take you deeper into love than you have ever been before. And if you wish, you can invite the grandmothers to be with you, the ancestors of this tradition. Invite them to be present if you'd like. And allow yourself to feel held and loved as you are. Savor as much of that feeling as you can, naturally. Invite your mind to bring awareness of one of your spiritual gifts. And take a moment to be grateful for this gift. Whether using it has come easy or it has been challenging, still it is an expression of the divine. And honor that expression with your gratitude for its existence, gratitude for your ability to learn how to be with it, how to work with it, gratitude for the people in this world who have mastered similar gifts, have committed to that mastery, gratitude for the beings who have used similar gifts for the benefit of humanity in beautiful and unexpected and extraordinary ways, as they entered into a clear state of consciousness with their gift. And hold this gift within yourself. It was embedded in the nature of your soul before you came to earth, before you entered your mother's womb. This essence of you existed. Take a moment to really honor that. Allow yourself to feel and savor the energy behind this gift, the energy of love and pure intention, of hope, that it embodies. Clear expression of divine love through this beautiful gift. Hold and honor those moments in your life when you used your gift. Perhaps when you were young, innocently using this gift, not even fully understanding it, Hold with love that natural impulse to share from the very best of you. Hold with love those moments when you were doing your best as a child to share your gift or use it, and it wasn't well received, when the people around you didn't understand your gift, its power, how it could serve. They didn't know how to train you or assist you. And hold the part of you that longed so much to be able to use your gift effectively. Hold that part of you that felt lost or abandoned, confused, forgotten, rejected, made to feel unworthy. Whatever it was that you felt or experienced, hold that part of you with great tenderness and great love. Feel compassion for that young one doing her very best. And if you find yourself feeling compassion for the adults in your life who didn't know how to honor your gifts, whose parents didn't know how to honor their gifts, if you feel compassion for them, let your compassion hold them as well. And if that feels like too much, that's okay. Trust your own instincts and continue to hold yourself. Make sure that you feel full in compassion. Allow yourself, as that compassion deepens, to open to the celebration of your gift now. And notice, as you're celebrating your gift, the parts of you that are afraid of it, its power, its effect on people. In fact, it can be a little bit healthy to have some awe, some sense of reverence for your gift. Allow yourself to notice the ways in which you have been afraid of it, and hold that fear with great tenderness, great love and compassion. You've had many good reasons to be afraid of it. Past lives where you may have used it inappropriately, ways in which you were younger and didn't know how to use it effectively and may not have used it appropriately. Really honor the hesitancy in you with deep respect and deep love. Let that transform gently through your compassion. As it gently is held in this love and compassion, notice how the energy begins to shift to a natural sense of respect and reverence for what the divine has given you. This is a beautiful time to open to divine guidance in using your gift in the most beautiful ways, in service to you, your spirit, your soul, to your family and your loved ones, your community, and all the beings that you are here to serve, humans, animals, plants, the planet herself, the planets of the cosmos, energy of creation, the water, the earth, the wind, the fire. How are you called? However you are called, that this beautiful gift that you have reverence and respect for blossoms through you in service to others. And as you are humble and respectful of this gift, it finds its way easily and flows through you effortlessly in service, in its right time, right place, right space, in the very center, in the clear presence of vision, of sound, of feeling, of scent, of taste, that calls creation to become as beautiful, as loving as you can imagine it, to hold the vision for those you are here to serve, to hold that feeling, that sound, that knowingness, until other beings are able to hold it and manifest it for themselves in alignment with their deepest spiritual desires and most profound truths. Allow yourself to see, sense, hear, know, feel, smell, taste your gift working in the most beautiful ways in service. As your soul knew that you could before you entered this physical reality. Allow yourself to see, sense, know, hear, feel, taste, smell this I am of your sacred expression through this gift. Your I am might be a vision, a symbol, a sound, a knowingness, a feeling, an awareness. This I am, the beautiful expression, a name, so to speak, for this most precious sacred gift. With this I am, let's bring ourselves back into the awareness of physical reality so that you can begin learning, discovering, and enjoying the wonder of your gift awakening in you and developing mastery with it so that you can use it in the flow and in the delight of the divine. I invite you to join me in taking 3 deep breaths to bring yourself back into the awareness of your physical body. So take a big, long inhale and blow. Blow yourself into the cells of your body. Bring this into physical reality. And notice the air around you. It has a temperature, a texture. Ascend. Let that air call you back into your beautiful body. Next breath, big and deep. And blow all the way into your body. Notice that you are sitting against something physical and let that sense, that tactile sense, help to bring you into your body. With the next breath now, you're coming all the way back in. Big inhale and blow. Blowing yourself completely into your body. Notice that you have toes and fingers. It's good to stretch or wiggle. In fact, this step is very important. Move your body. Make sure that you know you have a body and when you can feel it. Very gently open your eyes and live in the joyous exploration and service of your spiritual gift.